Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Good morning, everyone. We begin today by drawing your attention to a photograph, one still photo that could determine whether we get meaningful health care reform in this country, as President Obama is hoping for in Congress this summer. And we want your help identifying the people in this shot. So check this out. Follow along with us. Go to our website, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show to see the photo taken by NPR. And we'll talk to their congressional correspondent, Andrea Seabrook, in just a minute. Here's the story. When a Senate committee started working over the first health care overhaul bill on June 17th, most news cameras were pointed at the senators. But NPR's photographer turned his lens on the lobbyists. The photo is of a room full of lobbyists, and NPR is asking you to identify the people in the snap. Now, make no mistake, whatever friendly cooing sounds they are making in public, and we'll hear the hospital industry doing it today, many industry groups are mobilizing to try and kill health reform or at least shape it to their interests. And it was a rare moment when so many of them were gathered in one place, and it makes for a striking photograph. So NPR has begun to identify the faces in the hearing room, and we want to help keep the process going. Do you know someone in this photo? Let NPR know who that someone is. You will see how on the page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. So, for example, let's bring in Andrea Seabrook and talk about this. Andrea Seabrook, NPR congressional correspondent. Hi, Andrea. Thanks for coming on.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
And explain a little bit more about the context of this photo. Lobbyists are in the Senate every day. So what's the significance of this particular shot?
Well, there's all kinds of ways to actually look at this picture. You can look at it the way that you just described, that there are all kinds of big interests mobilizing to either get their interests into the bill or to stop the bill altogether, everybody having a different, it's almost like a giant game of tug-of-war in 100 million different directions. At the same time, you know, there is a constitutional right that everyone has to petition their government, and everyone has the right to send whatever representative they want to go and try and petition the Congress to get what they like, including you and I and anybody who wants any part of this.
Wait, you think you want people to look at these healthcare industry lobbyists as the paragons of democracy?
No, it's just part of democracy. What we were interested in taking this picture is showing how the system works. I think everybody agrees that the system has some problems, but we're most interested in just explaining how it works. It's really easy to shine a light on any tiny piece of it at any one time. The fact that, for example, a lot of lobbyists are former staffers of members of Congress and have special access to them, or even former members of Congress, in the case of Billy Tozan or Tom Daschle. That's just one little teeny piece. And then there's another piece that you hear a lot about, which is the fact that lobbyists often hold fundraisers for members of Congress to get their ear, for example. It sounds a lot like pay-to-play politics in that case. But there's also, we can't forget that there are also citizen-mobilized groups that have lobbyists as well. There are all kinds of lobbyists who were there to try and make sure that there is a public option to the health care debate, for example. They're not all, I guess what I'm trying to say is they're not all black hats out there, if you think of it in terms of black hats and white hats. Awful lot of gray hats. What we wanted to do was show that when a big committee meets to hash out some of these issues, that there are many, 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 many lobbyists in the room, and that they not only want to watch the process, but they also want to be seen by the members of Congress watching the process.
And we don't know if they wanted to be seen by the NPR photographer, but they were in this shot. You can see it for yourself at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show, which will link you to the NPR site for this photo. And so you're crowdsourcing this. In
yes.
other words, you want NPR listeners who might know these people to identify their faces. Does that mean you don't know who they are? Other reporters covering Congress every day don't know who all these lobbyists are?
Oh, no, we have no idea.
Really?
I mean, you might have some little idea of who someone is. In fact, I was talking to I'm reporting on All Things Considered tonight about how many different ways there are to look at this photo. And one person, a reporter, told me that he was so excited to finally see this one lobbyist, who was a lobbyist for the American Cancer Society, to see her face because now he might be able to stop her in the hall, that he's tried to get in touch with her many times and she's never responded to him. And now he may be able to actually use it almost as a Facebook, use the picture that way.
Literally
as a Facebook there.
So, for example, NPR has already identified, as I look at the site, Kate Leeson. Her firm, Holland & Knight, made more than $2 million last year from healthcare clients. The site says also Al Gita, owner of Gita Consulting Services, his firm's 2008 lobbying income from healthcare clients is listed at $280,000. And Brian Rasmussen is there of the American Association for Marriage and Family Therapy. Hey, why not? They spent money on lobbyists last year, about $100,000. Do you know Kate Leeson and her firm that made more than $2 million last year from healthcare clients? Who's paying them so much to lobby who in what ways?
I don't know any of these people personally. What I can tell you is that when an organization drops hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars to try and influence the direction of a bill, what they get out of it is double, triple, or beyond their investment. As Peter Overby and I reported last week, the ROI, the return on investment, is immense. That you may spend $1 million lobbying something, and it may be worth, you know, say for the pharmaceutical industry, may spend $1 million or several million dollars trying to make sure that there is a certain provision in the bill, and they may make billions and billions of dollars off of it. So when you look at that picture and you look at the different interests that are in the room, you can be sure that there are some that are there representing big business and their interests in this bill.
So last question. What are you going to do with the information? Just kind of list out the kind of thing that I just read for those three examples, just who they are, what their organization is, and how much money they made or spent last year, or what else?
We're hoping that by doing this, first of all, we can just show people a snapshot, literally, of how this system works. We also hope that people will start getting in touch with us. Peter Overby and I, we're part of a new team called Dollar Politics here at NPR. We're looking at how big money and interests, and especially lobbying, is going on around the big three bills that are before the Congress right now: healthcare, cap and trade or energy, and financial regulation. There is an ocean of money flowing into the Capitol lobbying around these interests, and we want to keep track of that, pay attention to it, tell people what's going on as these huge, huge bills are being debated. We hope that people will start getting in touch with us, dollarpolitics@npr.org, and telling us what they think, what they know, tips about how the system works, who's doing what, and we can start, you know, pulling the string, following some of these stories.
All right. That's great. Andrea Seabrook, NPR congressional correspondent. You can hear her talk more about this photo and her reporting on it on All Things Considered this afternoon, as she said. Andrea, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
And I understand that there was a little problem with the link there for a couple of minutes, but it is now rectified. So see this photo for yourself and help Andrea and everyone else at NPR identify the lobbyist faces in it. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show.